Are they all tangled up?
Is this okay?
Yep, that's fine. Do you want me to plug them in?
I was not liking how sequence felt. Computer adjusting. Oh.
Oops, you don't have it here. What's happening is, I think it just, it goes through a cycle, so now that's back on. And that should be good. I think it has three settings. If you do it once, it's an unblock. If you do it twice, it takes it off your screen and just puts it there. Three times, it's back on your screen.
You ready back there? Okay. Welcome, everyone. This is the kickoff meeting for the day. We're the new group to create a new remote control for real reaction. As you can see, our agenda is to open up the meeting, become acquainted with each other, have a little training on tools, create a plan, discuss things, and only have 25 minutes total. Okay, the new remote control is to be original, trendy, and user-friendly. That, Steph, is your part, is the user-friendliness, the originality. It's going to take all of us. The trendiness will probably get a look for some marketing research information from you, Sarah. And we'll get on with it. Okay, so we'll have a functional design, individual work, both meeting, and then conceptual design, and then detailed design. Okay? Right. Everybody's supposed to try out the whiteboard. Kate, why don't you try it first? If you can bring your things with you and this. And while you're doing that, we'll try and figure out how to put these things on as well. Because we're all going to have to be able to walk around.
Right, so you want an animal and the characteristics of that animal. Do you have to be able to recognize what animal it is?
I don't think so. I think it's just to try out the whiteboard.
Are we all going to draw a cat? You can tell it's not a bunny rabbit by the ears.
Okay.
Great.
And the characteristics?
The characteristics of the cat, the whiskers, I think, because they're the easiest to draw.
Fantastic. Since you're handy as well, I'm going to give you yours next. I think it's to get us used to using a pen.
I'm sure we'd love to test our artistic.
That, no.
It's a mouse.
A mousey?
It's not a mousey, no.
A rat. Not Not a mouse, a rat.
A foot.
So yeah, we're hot with that with a very long time.
And your favorite characteristics of that animal?
Very intelligent and cheeky and fantastic pets. Very friendly.
Okay.
And you sit on your shoulder and whisper the answers to your homework in your ear when you're doing your homework.
Oh, a fish.
Sorry?
Gosh, why didn't I think of fish? That's even easier to draw than a cat.
This is very representational.
Oh, okay. Fine.
I
favorite
like
characteristics?
Because they're sleek and they have a lot of freedom, but they also do swim in groups.
Okay.
So
you
have a favorite
team elements. I think we're kind of running out of whatever. But I'm afraid I take the coward's way out and the cat's looking the other way. He's hiding. Cats are sometimes very independent. My parents had cats. And they can decide for themselves what is best. Okay. Now, we have to get down to the nitty-gritty of how to make this, and this remote control has to be sold. We're going to sell it for 25 euros. With a profit aim ultimately of 50 million euros. That tells you something about how many we have to sell on an international scale. Would be an awful lot of these, would be like about 100 million of them. To make 25 euros on each one and to make a total profit of 50 million. The production is to only cost 12.5 euros per item. Now, if it costs 12.5, you're selling it for 25, you're making 12.5 euros each. And we're gonna make a profit of 50 million. That's, you do the math and how many are we selling?
I was just wondering if that's the, if 50% is normal
markup?
Yeah, I think it was like 60%. But
okay.
I have two thoughts. And
so
the question is, how many do we have to sell?
Yes, because our market is international, and your problem is, has to do with marketing. Of, you know, you got to know how many we're going to be selling to know how big a market you have to target.
Mm-hmm.
And who is that?
Yeah, that's
to give you a pretty good idea of where you're looking.
So it's 4 million, I think.
Something like that. Okay. That's 50 million euros. You'll make 50 million euros and you're only getting 12.5 each.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of selling. To be 15, maybe 4 million. You have to sell 4 million. Okay? Right. Experience with a remote control. Any of you use a remote control for television or DVD or something?
That's the sort of product we're talking about. Will work for a home environment. For a
well, I've seen some remote controls that are for more than one device at a time, but I also have heard about them not working well or not well coordinated, and you wind up working with this one for this three, and then this one over here for another.
It's true that you're sitting there and you're sitting on your sofa and you want to change something, but it's five different remotes, and one for the TV, one for video, and one for cable, and one for.
Yeah, and they don't always talk to each other.
I presume this is just for television.
Don't know. Okay, are there any ideas for the remote? What would it be for, and what group would it be for? And you have to think about that one.
We could make a Hello Kitty themed remote.
I like one with bright colors with things.
Yeah, we could totally go for the Japanimation. Well, I mean, there's also the cachet that Japanese make great products, electrical, their industrial design for them.
I think one that doesn't have lots of superfluous functions, like I've got one at home that has, well, apart from the obvious channels, channel up, channel down, volume, you know, subtitles, mute. There's a lot of buttons that I've got no idea what they do.
That's a really good point, because I think one of the things that, being somewhat computer literate, you tend to go to menus and then make choices. You know, so if it's like a volume button, you know, you can go in and say mute or volume. We don't need to have like the numbers if we also have a channel.
Okay.
You can make it smart.
I know this sounds like it was very quick, but I think that's the industrial design is the first one, that's Kate,
mm-hmm.
for the working design, and user, that's you, Steph, for the technical functions design, and for marketing, the user requirements specification. I think there's going to be a lot of, we have to help each other and work through this as a group. And I think we all, you know, we like our kitty cat and our rat and our fish, but I think we all have to like each other to get this done. As it says, we're going to get individual instructions, but I don't think they'll allow a lot of extra time, so I think a little bit of less of this and more to do will set us in good stead. Do you all agree?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then I don't see any reason to prolong it, and we should finish this meeting right now and just go into other things. All right, so this is the end of the first meeting. Thank you all.